It is 7:35 in the morning. The program is Up Front. My name is Brian Edwards Tiekert. It is 73 years ago today, the first time that a nuclear weapon was detonated in combat, when the United States dropped a bomb over Hiroshima, Japan, unleashing a firestorm and humanitarian catastrophe on the people of that city and ushering the rest of the world into the dawn of the nuclear age. Today, with the Cold War more than 25 years in the rearview mirror, we are still spending trillions of dollars to continually upgrade and expand the nuclear combat capabilities of this country. And there's a dedicated crew of activists that have been protesting every step of the way. They are outside the gates of Lawrence Livermore Laboratory this morning, marking the anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. Our reporter, Carla West, is on the scene. Good morning.
Good morning. We're standing here on the corner of South Basco Road and Patterson Pass Road at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. The March for Nuclear Abolition and Global Survival is getting set up. They're setting up a stage and setting up chairs. The stage displays a big banner saying failure to disarm, holding our government accountable at the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab. There are about a couple dozen people here. The cars have formed a long line already on Patterson Pass Road. Folks are setting up tables and literature. There are dozens of organizations represented here, but some of the main organizers are Tri-Valley Cares, that's Communities Against a Radioactive Environment, Physicians for Social Responsibility, the Western States Legal Foundation, the Livermore Conversion Project, Asian Americans for Peace and Justice, and No Nukes Action. I'm standing here with Mary Leah Kelly. She's the executive director of Tri-Valley Cares. Mary Leah Kelly, why are you here today?
We're here today because August 6th marks the first time that an atomic weapon was used in war, when the U.S. dropped it on the people of Hiroshima, Japan. We're specifically here at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory to use the power of our presence to protest the continued development of U.S. nuclear weapons. And the fact that right now, as I am speaking, there are weapons designers on the other side of this fence developing new nuclear weapons today for use tomorrow, like the warhead for a new long-range standoff weapon, which is a radar-evading, air-launched nuclear weapon that is intended to be a sneak nuclear attack and is, in fact, a first-use type of nuclear weapon. We're also here to protest the fact that Livermore in fiscal year 19 is going, which is October 1st of this year, is going to get new money in the Trump administration to design an interoperable warhead. And that is going to be so novel, so new, that weapons designers here at Livermore Lab tell me it may cause pressure for the United States to resume nuclear explosive testing in Nevada in order to certify it. So we're here to use our voices, to use our presence, to use our bodies to say absolutely no to future development of nuclear weapons and to say yes to the global abolition of these weapons and to support the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons that was adopted at the United Nations 1 year ago and which is going through its process of ratification.
Mary Leah Kelly, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much.
That's Mary Leah Kelly. She's executive director of Tri-Valley Cares, live at the gates of Lawrence Livermore Laboratory, where a protest marking the 73rd anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima is set to start taking place in about 20 minutes.